This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden made an unannounced visit to Ukraine's capital on Monday, ahead of the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion. VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports from Washington.
Biden was supposed to depart for Poland on Monday, but instead flew via Germany to Poland and then made a 10-hour train ride to Kyiv, where he delivered a strong message about a conflict that he has described as a battle between autocracy and democracy.
Democracy stands. The Americans stand with you, and the world stands with you.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed Biden's announcement of an aid package worth nearly $500 million that the Pentagon said would include ammunition, artillery rounds, mortars, anti-armor systems, air surveillance radars, vehicles, parts, and more support equipment. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
China now says it's deeply worried about the escalation of the Ukraine conflict and the possibility of the situation spiraling out of control. The foreign minister, Qin Gong, said on Tuesday during a speech at Lanting Forum, we urge certain countries to immediately stop fueling the fire, adding that these nations must stop hyping up Ukraine today, Taiwan tomorrow. The number of dead continued to rise, resulting from yet another quake in Syria and Turkey.
The fresh earthquake comes just 2 weeks after Turkey's worst quake in modern history left tens of thousands dead. Buildings were damaged even more on Monday, leaving dust in the night air in central Antakya city, where the quake was centered. That's according to two Reuters reporters who said the tremors were strong and lasting.
That's Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reporting.